Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So that day, we saw about how Krishna said Parikshit, right? So today I'll tell you a little bit about who is Vidura, okay? Now see, as you know, there are two families. Who are they?
Kauravas and Pandavas,
right? So who is the father of the Kauravas?
Dhritarashtra.
Okay, and who is the father of the Pandavas?
Pandu.
So this Dhritarashtra, since there were three brothers born at the same time. Vidura, he was born to a maid servant. But he was very scholarly. He knew everything. But still he was not eligible to become the king of Hastinapur. Just because he was not the son of a queen, but he was son of a maid servant. And Dhritarashtra, why he was not eligible? Because he was blind. He was blind, so he was not able to become the king of Hastinapur. So then Pandu became the king of Hastinapur. And then due to some reason, there's another story, I'm not going into details. Pandu had to go to the forest and he had got a curse, he left his body. Pandu left his body. Then Dhritarashtra was taking care of the kingdom. Until Yudhishthira becomes old. That was the law. Because Yudhishthira was very small. He was the eldest son of Pandu. So he was supposed to become the king. But since he was not of age, like he couldn't handle the kingdom, that is why Dhritarashtra was temporary king of Hastinapur. But Dhritarashtra was very selfish. Because of his selfishness, what happened? In the future, a big war came up. Of Mahabharata. Because he didn't want to leave the kingdom. He got a temporary seat. He didn't want to give that. Although many elderly people like Bhishma, Dronacharya, even his brother Vidura. Brother in the sense, they all were born at the same time. So Vidura also tried to convince him, but he was not ready to be convinced. So finally this war occurred. Even Krishna tried his best to stop the war. You know what the Pandavas told in the end? After all the punishments, they came from the exile. They told, because they were Kshatriyas, they had to rule. So they said, you just give us five cities, small cities to rule. Don't give five small places, you can say. Duryodhana, you know what he said? I will not even give a place to keep a pin. You know a pin, how much place it occupies? Even that much place I will not give for the Pandavas. So he was that bad. So that is why this war had to be held. It was for 18 days. After the war was over, after 18 days, and this everything, whatever happened in Kurukshetra, this Dhritarashtra had a servant called Sanjaya. And the Sanjaya was a disciple of Srila Vyasadeva. Who wrote Mahabharata? Srila Vyasadeva. So Srila Vyasadeva, he gave his student Sanjaya a special mystic sight. You know, like for example, from here can you see what is happening in ISKCON temple? You and I cannot see. But Sanjaya, sitting in Hastinapur, he could see what is happening in Kurukshetra because like a TV, you know, like for example, from here you can see what is happening in America, right? Like now, because of the TV, the same way, this Sanjaya had got a special vision from the place where he was sitting, he could see what is happening in Kurukshetra. So everything what is happening, he told to Dhritarashtra. Right from how Krishna explained Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna and what every step in the war, whatever was happening, everything he explained to Dhritarashtra. And finally the war was over. Naturally, who were killed? Who were defeated?
Kauravas.
Why?
Because they followed
Adharma. Yeah, they followed Adharma. And one more thing is because naturally if they follow Adharma, who is not on their side?
Krishna.
Yeah, because Krishna was not on their side, that is why they lost. Now what happened? Yudhishthir became the future king of Hastinapur. So now Dhritarashtra, he became old. He was blind and he became old. And Dhritarashtra, and one more point I want to tell you was about Gandhari. Gandhari is a very chaste woman. the moment, this that is before the war, you know, when she was going to, when she got a proposal to be married to Dhritarashtra. See, such a chaste woman. See, nowadays you will go and tell a woman that you have to marry a blind man. Will she marry? No. But Gandhari, the moment the proposal came for her that you have to marry Dhritarashtra who is blind, you know what she did? She immediately took a cloth and she folded her eyes. Because she didn't want to have the privilege of seeing, to have a thing much better than her husband. She didn't want to prove that she is much better than her husband. So this is the quality of Gandhari. Such a chaste woman she is. She is praised by, highly praised by many devotees. She was a very chaste wife. So Gandhari, she was always following Dhritarashtra. Now, as I told you, now Yudhishthira had become the king of Hastinapur. So Dhritarashtra became old, he was just eating in their palace. But Vidura, as I told you, he was son of the maid servant. Right from the beginning, who was the son of Dhritarashtra? Duryodhan and Dushasan. Duryodhan and Dushasan, you know, right from their childhood, they never knew to respect people. So what they used to do? They used to insult Vidura because he was the son of the maid servant. Many times they used to insult. It so happened to such an extent, once they insulted so badly that Vidura left Hastinapur. Although he was very much devoted to his job. He was a chief minister, he used to guide now and then every time. But still, because he couldn't bear the insult by Duryodhana, he left Hastinapur and he went on Tirtha Yatra. Fun, no? It's very nice. He went to for Tirtha Yatra and then finally he came back after the war. Everything was finished in the end days of Dhritarashtra. Now I'll give you a little picture of Vidura. Who was this Vidura? Actually, Vidura was Yamaraj in his previous lifetime. Now you'll question how. Basically, you know who is Yamaraj first of all? Who is he? Who gives? If he do some mistake, what happens?
Punishment.
In his calendar, he has a big calendar, you know. In that calendar, it's written, oh, you told, you did this mistake, you did this mistake, you did this. Oh, you did, you attended, you told one shloka. Even if you tell something good, it is put in this calendar. Even if you put something wrong, something mischief over here. See, I cannot see what mischief you people are doing. But Yamaraj, he keeps note of everything. And then, at the end moment of your life, he will punish you accordingly. You know, there are thousands of hells. It's told in Srimad Bhagavatam. So many hells are there. If you do this mistake, you'll go to this hell. If you do this mistake, you'll go to this hell. If you go to like that, according to your mistakes, you have to go to different hells. But Srila Prabhupada is saving us. How? If you chant the names of Krishna, at least you'll be protected from Yamaraj. That is why you wear this tilak and you wear this kantimala. You know Yamaraj, I'll tell you the story. Some of you may be knowing. Some other time I'll tell you the story of Ajamil. In that, devotees say that when Yamaraj's servants, they see Kanti Mala and Tilak, they'll not come near you. Okay, anyway, even if you chant the names of Krishna, Yamaraj has told whoever chants the names of Krishna, you should not go near them. So we have to be careful. So what happens is Yamaraj, he gives he gives punishment for each and every of our mistakes. So, one day what happened, there was this Manduka Rishi. What did I say?
Manduka Rishi.
Yeah, Manduka Muni. He was standing out of his ashram and he was doing tapasya, penance. You know how he was doing tapasya? Both of his hands were stretched in the sky and he was standing like this and he was chanting mantras. He was very serious. He was not looking here, looking there. He was completely concentrating on his meditation. What we do when our exams are going on, we'll be doing something here, but we'll be thinking, oh, what is the score in the match, right? Why? Because we don't have concentration. But this Muni, he was doing this tapasya full, completely concentrating. At that time, some thieves, you know, they came in his ashram and they kept some whatever they had robbed. That day, they kept all those jewelry and everything in that Muni's ashram. Actually, the Muni was seeing. But because he was concentrating on, he knew that these thieves have come because these munis, you know, they know from their knowledge, they know by their knowledge what is happening. But because he was concentrating on his meditation, he did not give attention. But after some time, some police came. What happened? Those police came and they caught those thieves and they thought because that those thieves were in that Muni's ashram, even the Muni, and they got that jewelry, everything in the Muni's ashram. So they thought maybe the Muni is also a culprit. So what they did, they took even the Muni and those 4-5 thieves along with them to give punishment to the magistrate of that place. The magistrate said, okay, the only punishment is all of you will be killed with a lance. Lance is a weapon. With that weapon, all of you will be killed. Now the Muni didn't do any mistake, and everyone in that place knew that that Muni is very pure, he is a sage, he will not do any mistake like this. Then finally it was declared, and the final day came, and everyone was going to be killed with a lance. But the news went to the king of that place. The king said, oh, Manduka Muni is arrested. How is it possible? He will not do any mistake. So then immediately he came running to the magistrate and he declared that please release Manduka Muni. He has not done anything. He is not at fault. So then Manduka Muni was released, and then he came out and the king said, please forgive me to the sage. The sage said, you are not at fault. So you can go. Now, Manduka Muni knew, because he was a sage, that he must have done some mistake in this life or in the previous life, because of which he is facing this result. This is called karma. Whatever you do, whatever, see that Newton's law is there, no, like that. Whatever action you do, you will have afterwards a result for that. So, this Manduka Muni, he went to Yamaraj straight. He went to Yamaraj and he said, what mistake have I committed? Why are you giving me this? Why was I arrested and gone through all these things? So Yamaraj said that you, when you were a child, you pierced an ant. You pierced the body of an ant. That was the mistake Manduka Muni did. So that is when as a child. So Manduka Muni got very angry. He said, when I was a child, I was innocent. I did not know that. So in my innocence, I pierced the body of an ant. So for this you are giving me such a big punishment. So I curse you. You go to earth planet. You go to earth planet and you will be born as the son of a maid servant and you will live for 100 years over there. So this was the curse Yamaraj got. Actually, Yamaraj is a Mahajan. He could have counter cursed. He could have given a curse back. But he knew that Krishna is coming down. When Lord Krishna comes, as I tell you always, and Krishna comes, all of his servants along with Krishna, they come down to support him in his mission. So that is when you know Krishna is going to come to kill all the miscreants and to protect the devotees. So Yamaraj agreed and he was born as Vidura. So now Vidura, because he was concerned, see, always a devotee, you know, he feels compassion for everyone. Means he feels he has a kind heart for everyone. So what Vidura did, he came back from his Tirtha Yatra, he came back to Dhritarashtra and he told him, you are a dog. You are a dog. You are just eating on your Yudhishthir's this thing. Whatever Yudhishthir is providing, you are just eating everything. So that is why Vidura, he wanted to bring Dhritarashtra in a proper path, because he knew if he will not take him in the proper path, Dhritarashtra will definitely go to hell. Because this war was held only because of him. He was the cause of that. Vidura took Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. They all went towards the Himalayas, southern part of Himalayas. Over there, they went and he did a process called Ashtanga Yoga. It's very difficult. You have to sit straight and you have to sit to control all your breath. It's so difficult, we can't sit 2 hours here properly, right? Ashtanga Yoga is something very difficult. So sit like this straight and control your breath and all. And after doing all that process, means when you are successful, at least you will not go to hell. So then Dhritarashtra was successful in doing Ashtanga Yoga. He had to take bath so many times in a day. And then he did Ashtanga Yoga. He was successful. And after that Ashtanga Yoga, what happened? A fire came out from, successfully performed Ashtanga Yoga. The fire came out of his, fire came out and it burnt his whole body. It was reduced to ashes. That is the process of Ashtanga Yoga. It's very difficult. That is, and because it was his old body, it's told in Bhagavadam that he was burnt to ashes, and in that fire itself, Gandhari also jumped. Because in those days, the chaste wife would always go with her husband. Nowadays, it is not observed because that was called Sati. At that time, Gandhari also gave up her body in that fire. They both were they both left their bodies. Then Budhura, he came, he was thinking, at least he wanted him to get the spiritual world. But because Dhritarashtra, he was not kind towards his brother's sons, that is the Pandavas, that is why Krishna never gave him the spiritual world. Huh? So this is the story of Dhritarashtra and Vidura. So we have to learn two things from this. What are the two things? That we should not unnecessarily harm any insect. Fine? Anyone you should not unnecessarily harm. And second thing is about the penance. The Manduka Muni was performing the penance we saw, right? So, it's very difficult for us to do such penances, concentrating completely and all these things. So, Srila Prabhupada has given us a very easy method. Anywhere, anytime. You know what is ATM? You must have. Huh? So, it is anytime Maha Mantra. You know, ATM machine, you go to remove money, right? Anytime money. So, here we have anytime Maha Mantra. You chant Maha Mantra, you get purified. So,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare.
So, I stop here.